Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. And for over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. I say relationships of all kinds because to me, we have a relationship with anything and everything in our lives. Have you thought about that before? We get up in the morning, and as our day progresses, our first relationship is with ourselves. Then we interact with our partner or children, and that relationship is happening. We drive to work, and we have a relationship with our vehicle and our work. Lunch arrives, and we have a relationship with food. Can you see what I'm showing you? We have relationships with anything and everything, and how we relate makes all the difference. Today, relationships have to do with our mental body. And for us to master any conflict related to the mind, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting it. Personally, I feel there is a difference between our brain and our mind. The brain provides the ability to think, and the mind is used for thinking. When it comes to the kinds of thoughts we have, some enter and leave the mind quickly, and then there are some that can't seem to come out of our mind. We can't stop thinking about them. What would that look like? This is an everyday life example. We're out driving down the street, and on the side of the road is a big billboard with the message that one of the popular entertainers is in town. We don't really care for them and easily drive on by without giving that message another thought. Now, further down the road, we see another billboard, only this time the message has to do with our favorite car dealership offering 0% financing on new vehicles. We've been thinking about buying a new vehicle, and now we can't seem to get the message out of our mind. This is how our mind works all the time. Some thoughts come and go easily like billboards with messages that don't interest us. And some seem to continue to repeat themselves. These are like the billboards that grab our attention and keep playing the message over and over in our mind. It's not so bad that the thoughts repeat themselves, but the problem has to do with us getting caught up in them. Our thoughts are either positive or negative and have different tones to them. We can't prevent them from entering our mind, and we can't control the timing of them. When the natural functioning of the mind is disrupted or blocked, there's struggle involved. We put different meanings to our thoughts, or we believe what we're thinking to be true, causing us to take things personally and misinterpret what we're thinking. And many times we even perceive thoughts negatively, leading us to become stressed and overwhelmed. Can you relate to that? We do have a relationship with our mind, and every new thought offers us an opportunity to learn more about the processes involving it. We take our mind with us everywhere we go, every moment of our life. Our thoughts are part of our mind, and it's easy to hear them because they naturally sound like us. Thoughts are like that little voice inside our head, continually speaking day and night, whether we want them to or not. An amazing teacher once taught me, the mind is like a three-year-old child. I laughed at the concept because I knew what it's like to be with a three-year-old child. We can't make them do anything they don't want to. They're happy one moment and have a temper tantrum the next. And regardless of what they're experiencing, we somehow manage to love them. Knowing that concept helped me to appreciate what I can and can't control when it comes to my mind. If you're at all like me, out of all the thoughts we have in our day, we enjoy thinking about some and not want to hear others. There's days when we're okay with our thoughts and days when they make us upset. How do we deal with those upsetting or conflicting thoughts? Did you know there's no off-on switch when trying to control thoughts from entering our head? We can't physically see or hold on to them. We have no idea when the next one will come and no guarantee it will be of a positive or negative nature. We have no clue what the content will be or if it will be about our past, present, or future. There isn't even a volume control. We can't just turn up the volume on the positive thoughts and turn down the volume on the negative ones. But wouldn't that be cool to do, though? One thing is for sure, we do have potential control over our thoughts when we're aware of what we're thinking. Awareness potentially controls their lifespan. How? Life experiences involve thinking, and what we're thinking about isn't necessarily important. What's important is observing the whole thinking process. Generally, when there's negative thoughts, they bring up negative emotions, which is a sign there's a reaction of some kind. The fact that we're reacting indicates we're caught up in our thoughts, showing us there's unrest based on whatever we're thinking about. And when we have unrest inside, we can do one of three things. We can choose to change our thinking or eliminate our thoughts completely or heal and resolve the unrest inside. It's with awareness that we get to make a new choice. And what can that look like? The first option, we change our thoughts. Now we consciously choose to put our attention on something else. Secondly, we can eliminate our thoughts completely by interrupting them the moment we're aware they're surfacing. Command words are great for that. Stop, cancel, or cut. These can easily be spoken silently or out loud. Either way, we're directing those command words towards our mind with the intention to eliminate the thoughts when they begin to surface. And if I could give you a real-life example, let's say we're going through a phase where we're not feeling good about a decision we made. Thoughts continue to surface telling us unsupportive things related to our decision. To now interrupt those thoughts, the moment we hear unsupportive words in our head, we say stop. The intention is to stop the thoughts before they've been heard completely. And it helps to be stern about it. When I have thoughts I no longer want to even entertain as real, I immediately stop them. I don't even give them another second of my time. Try it for yourself. Interrupting our thoughts influences how we feel. And from my experience, this is a very powerful and empowering practice. The third option, at the point of realizing we're dealing with some kind of unrest inside, we can heal and resolve that unrest. Believe it or not, this results in no longer having those troublesome thoughts running through our mind. Literally, our thinking changes. And I'll be giving you powerful examples of this in a future radio show. But let's keep going. Thoughts often lead to more thoughts, which lead to even more thoughts in a loop of never-ending thoughts directed towards the past or the future. Our mind helps us remember things from our past, which then influences our future and also influences what we experience in the present. Active minds take all kinds of thoughts and create stories. And this is neither good nor bad. This is only about awareness. Have you ever noticed that we don't physically have to be involved in things like situations and conversations for thinking to begin? Imagining or visualizing activates the mind in no time. We only have to hear about a situation and the mind has its own party waking up all kinds of thoughts, even though we aren't there in person. Also, it's not uncommon for us to get caught up in other people's life situations, life experiences. We play those experiences over and over in our mind, getting upset, and it's not even our stuff. I've also observed how we try to mentally solve problems, regardless if those problems are ours or other people. Hear me when I say we tend to be solving the wrong problems. Why? Because the job of the mind is to find problems. Our thinking processes involve past memories, and also guesses at the future, which doesn't necessarily apply to the current situation at hand. And here's another one we do with our mind. When trying to control our thoughts, we use thoughts to stop thoughts, and in no time we even have more troubling thoughts because we're caught up in the mental process of trying to control our thinking. Have you ever done that? Going a bit further, we fight with our mind. For example, I'm looking at two identical objects. In my mind, I hear how they aren't really identical. There has to be something different. Or consider this, even in relationships, talk about fighting with our mind. We think we did a great job. And the next thing we know, there's all kinds of thoughts related to how we could have done things better and this needed to change. And then what happens? We believe those thoughts to be true and replay them over and over. Talk about creating conflict. If I could also add here, it's our awareness that controls how long we think about something. Or putting that another way, it's our awareness that determines the kinds of thoughts we continue to listen to. And I personally feel we would want to get to a place where we can heal and resolve any unrest related to any thoughts we have. Why? Because when we do, we no longer react like we did, resulting in the thoughts becoming less important and non-existent. So let me say that again. When we heal and resolve unrest inside, we no longer react like we did before. And this results in the thoughts becoming less important or non-existent. And yes, this really happens. And I have experienced it time and time again. So let's talk a bit about positive and negative thoughts. When it comes to positive thoughts, have you ever tried to only have positive thoughts in a day? Ever been successful at it? For myself, I have to say no. Positive thoughts are present when we experience situations of a positive nature and tend to be gone as soon as we stop thinking about them. They tend to enter our mind and get quickly replaced with other thoughts. For example, we're thinking about how pleased we are with the new outfit we bought. It brings a smile to our face. Next thing we know, we start thinking about how people aren't going to like it or how we don't have the right accessories for it. Blah, blah, blah. Positive thoughts are present until we experience something which causes a change in us. And then our mind is focused on thoughts related to that change. And this happens more than we even know. Regarding positive thought forms, it's a fact that we need to consciously make an effort to remind ourselves to have positive thoughts. And if you don't agree, consider this. We can have all kinds of motivational sayings up on the walls around us, and chances are we have to make an effort to remind ourselves of what they say. Plus, here's a side note. What we perceive starts out as positive can eventually turn into something negative. And what we perceive starts out as negative can easily turn into something positive. And I'd invite you to be open to that statement and play with it as you go about your week. Now, as much as we try to only have positive thoughts, it's very difficult to go a day without any negative ones. Just listen to the people talking around you. I don't know about you, but I've observed it's not very common to hear people talking positively. Our life experiences determine the kinds of thoughts we have in a day. And negative thoughts usually, well, naturally take over the mind when we experience something which causes us to feel unrest inside. Our mind is then focused on those thoughts related to the unrest. Now, going a little further, thinking associated with our unrest easily takes us further into additional self-defeating negative thinking. And the next thing we know is we're heading into a downward spiral of not very pleasant thoughts. Have you ever done that? Not funny. I've lived that, and those aren't fun times. One negative thought leads to a negative thought, to another, to another, to another, and here's what I want you to hear. Those additional thoughts then turn into a story, and in no time we have a story that isn't true and doesn't even make sense anymore. And this is real. This downward spiral causes us to get emotionally upset about something we now perceive to be true. And the sad part about that is we believe it. Not only that, it's difficult to get out of those spirals. It's only with our awareness that we recognize we're in one. And once we're aware, we can physically remove ourselves from what we're doing, even if for a short time. This takes our mind away from the spiraling effect. Something else we can do? If the downward spiral is taking over us, we can call on our divine for help, kind of like praying. I'll be talking way more about these downward spirals in my show related to patterning, conditioning, and programming. Anyway, regardless of what we know about our thoughts, they, by their very nature, have no life force and do not exist or even continue unless we give them life. We have to provide the life force by intentionally thinking them and giving them energy for them to stay active in our mind. Any thought which we give attention to only lasts as long as we give it attention. And as soon as we let it go, the thought is gone. Engaging in thoughts does not keep them alive. Well, engaging in thoughts does keep them alive. It's like food for thought. We chew away at them, which in fact keeps them alive. Going a bit further, some thoughts surface one or two times, while others continue to repeat the same messages over and over. Repeating thoughts are very distracting and eventually get our attention. Why? Conflict in the mental body causes conflict with the emotional body, and both of those are creating conflict in the physical body. Repeating thoughts get our attention one way or the other. Now, these can be either positive or negative and can create conflict for us and others. Having conflict is a sign we have unrest, and the thoughts often continue to be repeated until we start to actually consider what those thoughts are really trying to communicate with us. You see, the mind doesn't rest, and repeating thoughts create busyness. We continually have something for us to think about or something more we can do. We can be physically doing one thing, and before we're even done, the mind is already leading us into the next thing we can do. Have you ever noticed that? And this easily happens when we're sitting down to rest for a short while. Who am I kidding? Sitting down to rest, period. The whole time we're resting, our mind is telling us about all the things we still need to do. And if you don't think that happens, think about trying to meditate. It seems like the moment we begin meditating, things we need to do become suddenly urgent. And the funny thing is, they weren't urgent before we started meditating. Repetition isn't always a bad thing. It can be applied in another way and work in our favor. Thoughts need to be constantly left alone for them to lose power and be done. And if we repeatedly let those thoughts pass through our mind without getting upset, they eventually lose power and dissolve into nothing. And this does take repeated effort on our part and rewards us greatly. Play with that. And just a bit on habitual thinking. It takes time and energy to form a habit. And it takes time and energy to break that habit. To break habits, we need to consciously be aware of what we're doing. And that's why I truly believe there is nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. What we think impacts our energy and how we feel about ourselves. We think thoughts that build us up or tear us down. And the thoughts we continually endorse and believe to be true become us. Through the endorsements of what we think about, we're manifesting our future self. Have you ever thought about that? Many thoughts we have are subconsciously running through our mind, creating a future that hasn't happened yet. And thoughts we acknowledge and perceive as truth today become part of us and our reality tomorrow. We have free will to project anything we want into the future, impacting everything in and around us. Thinking creates all kinds of possibilities. Did you know if we're having problems with our thoughts? It can help us to give our mind a task to do. One way of doing that is have it look for answers to empowering type questions. Now, these would be questions directing our mind to think of possible solutions to changes we're making in our lives. And depending on what we need in the moment, we can ask questions like these. How do I go about solving this now? Who would be the best person to approach about this? What else do I need to move forward? What other creative things can I come up with for this to be successful? Can you see how the mind begins to search for what we need? Questions like those direct the mind forward into something, doing something more productive or useful. And it's a lot more fun to be thinking of things like that for a change. Now, our energy communicates through the mental processes of the mind. Normally, we can't see what we're thinking, nor can we see where our thoughts come from. They do enter through our third eye, which is the space between the eyebrows, and they do leave out the back center of our head. When entering our mind, if we allow them to pass through without interruption, those thoughts easily exit without any effort on our part. Even though other people can't hear what we're thinking, our internal thoughts are communicated externally. I want you to hear this. Even though other people can't hear what we're thinking, our internal thoughts are communicated externally. The kind of thoughts we have are energetically communicated through our words and expressions, as well as our actions and the way we treat people. Did you know that? And if you think that's not true, consider this. Let's say we don't get along with one of our siblings. What kinds of words do we speak about them? What kinds of expressions do we have? What kind of actions do we take when it comes to how we treat them? Play with that as you go about your week. For me, being aware of my thoughts doesn't mean I don't ever have negative, unsupportive ones. Being aware allows me to consciously choose which thoughts I want to leave alone, work with, or stop once they begin. And that alone makes a huge difference in my day-to-day life. Our mind is our connection to this world, and we need it to function in our lives. It certainly benefits us to become aware of how it works. Everything we experience moves us forward one thought at a time. Our experiences serve a purpose, whether easy or hard, and it takes thinking to move through them. What's inside and outside of us is influenced by our thinking. Becoming more and more aware of our thoughts allows us to relate more fully with ourselves and others, especially when it comes to learning, growing, and healing. Now, I've talked about how our thoughts cause us to feel things. You'll want to hear what's behind the emotions we have and how they influence so many things. Next week, the show talks in detail about the emotional body. And I've set these shows up just to be like my book, Relate Fully, where we start to kind of look at the whole communication process, what's going on inside and what's happening outside of us. And we start with the physical body, then we look, because we can relate so easily with the physical body, where do we go from there? We talk about the mental body, the emotional body. I'll be talking about the spiritual body, the energetic body, how it all ties together, and so many other topics I think will be of benefit for you to hear. So if you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relate Fully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. And as a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.